Okay, let's begin Daf Gimel Omid Beis, Omer Abaye, Mishmed Rav Nachman. We're going to have two different members. We're going to have Rav Nachman. That's what we have for sure. Then we'll have two versions of Rav Nachman. Abaye's version and Rav's version. And the Gemara is going to be Mefaltel, which one is right, and which one, a lot of chidushim in both Shittas of Rav Nachman. Here we have the first version, Omar Abaye, Mishmed Rav Nachman. Amasukov Yamasmovid Biama Bas Hamishama. Period. But Amas Kilayim Biyama Bashisha. There are two different types of Amas. There's an Amas that has five Tvachim, an Amas that has four Tvachim. An Amas six. An Amas that has five, an Amas that has six. A Tefach is four fingers. That is a given. No one, let's mount the pole. There are four fingers in a Tefach. We're going to see later on in the Gemara that there are two types of Tvachim. There's a Tefach Seichakois, which means it's expanded, and the Tefach Atsevois, which means that it's compressed. The difference between the one that is expanded, when the fingers are let, you let them loose, and when you press the fingers together, is a Chatzi Etzba. But at this point, I'm not getting involved. Are they Seichakois? Are they Mechuvanois? Right now, we're only focusing on an Alma of five Tvachim versus an Alma of six Tvachim. So we have Shitas Abaye, Mishmed Rav Nachman. When it comes to a Sukkah, when it comes to a Mavli, the Alma is always going to be measured in Alma Abbas Hamisha, which is a Chumrah. A Chumrah. However, when it comes to Amas Kilayim, there it's going to be a Chumrah, the Amma Bas Shisha, always looking to make Chumras. Okay, I give a share in the morning in Halacha. I always tell the Olam, we're only here to find Kulas. My Olam only, we all, it's not an Olam that's looking for Chumras. We're always looking for Kulas. We learn.
One of the Akadamas of the Gizmo Shit says that Tendler writes that Moshe says.
Yeah. That wasn't my tiva kavana, but Baruch Shekivate. And they have a lot of hana. We learn. It's very well. But we look for cool. We don't want chasa shom to for coolness, but we try to understand the halacha in order to bring out the halacha. You don't always have to be machlech. Okay, fine. So here, pumfakeh. Here we're looking for chumras. Okay, that's the yisur. Looking for chumras. Here we go. So, the more reviews. Mavi b'amach abas chamish l'mayil. So, l'mayil left. What's the halacha? L'goyv hoy for the height. The height is 20 amos. If the koyr is more than 20 amos, no good. If you use an am of 5 tvachim, it's smaller. It's less. If you use an am of 6 tvachim, you have more room. You have for each am, you have an additional 6, additional 20 tvachim if you're going to use an amma of shisha tvachim. So if you use the amma bas chamisha, it's a chumrah. Once you get to the point of 20 amos of only 5 tvachim, a little bit more than that, psula, no good. But if you're going to use the amma of shisha, you would have another 20 tvachim to go until it will be psula. So therefore, it's a chumrah when we follow the amma bas chamisha, l'goyfai, u'lepirtzas mavu, another chumrah. We're going to learn later on in mavu, you have a breach in the one of the three walls of the mavu, more than 10 amos, no good. It's not called a pesach. More than 10 amos is not a pesach, and the mavu is not the nitar, Lechi the koira. Now, how do you measure 10 amos? If you use an amma of 5 tvachim, you have less. You only have 50 tvachim. If you use an amma of 6 tvachim, you have 60 tvachim. So it's a chumrah to use the amma of 5 tvachim. So after you get to 51, when you're already at 51 psula, if the breach is more than 51 tvachim, it's no longer a kosher mavui. If you use the amma of ashisha, you'd have a kula, you'd have an additional 10 tvachim before it would be psula. Vaita. The mercy kasha, but there's another halach vayika, there's meshech mavui biarba amas, the lukula. Now the Gemara is telling us a halach, in order for a mavui to be needed the lech of the koira, that you need a lech of the koira, that you can use it, and there must be a minimum size. The mavi must be moishech, the length of the mavi must be at least dalid amos. Here the Gemara is asking a kashya, if you're going to use the amma bas chamisha, it's going to result in a kula, because once already you get to four amos with a shorter shear of 5 tvachim, then it's a kosher mavui, and it's mutar, it's nitar belechi v'koira. But if you were to use the amma of shisha tvachim, then then looking at it, if you only had four amas of five tvachim, it's not a kosher mavui, and it's not nitar belechi v'koira. So the Gemara's kasha is, if we're trying to look only for chumris, and the mail the chumr by a mavui is to always use the ama bas chamisha, but the ama bas chamisha has a kula when it comes to the minimum size of a mavui. If the size of the mavui is only four amas long, the length of the mavui, it extends, the length of the mavui is only four amas of smaller amas of chamisha tvachim, you're telling me that's a kosher mavui, it's in halach called a mavui, and it's mutub lechi b'koira, that is a kula, because if you would have used the ama bashisha, then it's not a kosher mavui, and it's not mutub lechi b'koira. So it comes out, the result is that it's a kula. So the Gemara says, in Echnami, we're going command yama b'arbot tvachim lechnami, the shita of Rav Nachman, Abayim Shed Rav Nachman, following the man the Yamar, that a mavi does not need to be dalid amois. A mavi only needs to be four tfachim. So the whole thing is not a gear. We're not even coming into one amma. The whole thing in Nechlami, if you were focusing on that man the Yamar that says an amma needs to be four amas, Nechlami, you cannot give this rule, categorical statement, that everything about a mavi needs to be an amma bas chamisha. It's not true, because then it would result in a kula. And we only want to find chumras. And Nechlami, because we're not following the man the Yamar that says that the minimum size of the Moshech of the mavi is dalid amos. We're following the man the Yama that says the moshech of the length of a mavui only needs to be four tefachim. So you don't get involved in that issue of the length of the mavui. You only have two halachas and nogea amos, the height of the mavui and the pirtza. And there, using an amma of five tefachim is a chumra, not a kula, so we're safe. Command the Yama, be arba tefachim. Be boy, same another way. In Chanami, we go to the man that says dalid amos. However, be arba amos. There are three different halachas when again amma, and when Abaye said the name of Nachman, the following on the Yom, when it comes to mavi, you need an amma bas chamisha because we're looking for a chumra. It's roiv. Most of the amos, most, there are three different examples where you need amos by a mavi: height, a piritza in one of the walls, and the moishich. Three from the three, roiv, two of the three, we're going to use five. Ebreinachnami, one of the three halachos, we're going to use six, because there it would result in a chumrah. Okay, fine, so that takes care of the sugi of mavi. Now we go to sukkah. Amma sukkah, bi'abba amma, bas chamisha. When it comes to a sukkah, we want to be machnir, and we want to use an amma, that's six. So what's the nafkamin? Umar says, l'goifa, like we learned yesterday, the height of a sukkah may not be more than 20 amma. So if we use an amma of five tvachim, once you come to 20 amos using, once you come to 5 tvachim, 100 tvachim, once you reach 100 tvachim, 100 tvachim is 20 amos, 100 tvachim, already 5 tvachim per amma, and we go to 20, so once we reach 100 tvachim, pasul. But if you were to use the amma of 6, you would have a height of 120 tvachim, you would have 20 more tvachim, so we're going to be machmer. Next, chumra uledoif and akuma, a sukkah, if you have pasul schach along the four corners of along the wall, it's kosher. Even though normally it's a very small amount of pasul schach and pasul sukkah in the center, but if the schach pasul is at the edge, along the wall, it's kosher, because we view the wall, the schach pasul, to be an extension of the wall, it's a doif in akuma. What's the shear? The shear is dalid amos. I have a lot of leeway to have pasul schach along the wall. If you were to use an amma of five tvachim, that results in a chumra. After you reach four amos of the smaller amos, it's already, you'll drop more pasul. If you were to use six, you have more room, you have a larger wall. So by using five tvachim, the smaller amma, it results in a chumra with regard to the law of daif and akuma, the bent wall. Nemarsa kash, but there's a third halacha, and there's a third halacha where the using five tvachim is going to result in a leniency. Ve'ikon meshach sukkah bi'arba amos. Now most of us never heard of this. Most of us know that the smallest sukkah is seven tvachim by seven tvachim. Roishai v'rubai. v'shulchanai. You only have to have, which Chazal tells us, seven tvachim by seven tvachim. However, that's only according to one aman v'aman. The other time in the Mishnah says, the smallest sukkah is dalet amos by dalet amos. Everything else in halacha is dalet amos. What? No, dalet amos. Much more. Here it says shulchanai, we'll see in the Gemara. Rosh HaVruba. Rosh HaVruba. Just seven tvachim. But according to one aman v'aman, one tana, the smallest sukkah is dalet amos by dalet amos. Which, if you're going to use an amma of five tvachim, is going to be a kula, even though it's smaller. A sukkah dalet by dalet five tvachim is a smaller sukkah than a sukkah dalet amos by dalet amos using six tvachim. And if we're going to follow the smaller shear, it's going to result in a kula that the smaller sukkah is a kosher sukkah. If we were to use the amma of six tvachim, you would need to have a sukkah had to be a little bit bigger. So we have a kasha. So we have another halacha. Vayikra man meshach sukkah biarba amos dilakula detanya. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani. I say kol sukkah shein ba dalet amos al dalet amos psula. So the Gemara says nechnami following kirabanan. The army afilu enim b'chazeka seller roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchanai. We make all. We don't hold like this man. There is no halacha of dalet amos. It's just roishoy which is seven tvachim. And they the whole thing is on the gate. There are only two halachos by sukkah that relate to an amma. That's the height and doifin akuma. And there we're going to use the smaller amma, which results in the kula. Viba Yisrael, we're going like Rebbe Lilim, Rebbe Hi. V'roiv amas kamar, it's not a kash, we're going basa roiv. Okay, fine. So we're now we're following Yinech Lamed. There are three halachas, we're only going two of the three. Next halacha. Now we come to the next halacha. Amas kilayim. The next halacha we learned in the Mishnah, we learned in this member of Rav Nachman. Abayim Rav Nachman is the amma of a kilayim. What's the shear? The amma bashisha. The shear has to be, we're going machmir six tfach. Now what does that mean? Karachas means a bald spot, and limchol means the perimeter. Limchol means like a circle, the perimeter of the vineyard. If you want to plant, you want to plant grain to next to a vineyard, it's a shayla of kilayim. And the rule generally is, if you have a single vine, you only have to distance yourself. I forgot, I think six tvachim. If I'm not mistaken, a very small amount. The Rashi says you have to distance a very small amount between a single vine. But if you have a field, a sadeh, then you're in a lot of trouble. Once you have a collection of vines that is viewed as a sadeh, you must distance yourself a very significant amount, which is machlokes now between the tantanim over here, how much, because when it's a field, anything that's along the perimeter of the field is viewed to be tofel to the field, memel, it's considered to be a din kilayim. The rabban and the rice, so that's a sugya to itself. But if you don't have a sadeh, you just have a single vine, that's not called the field, then kilayim is only unique, six tvachim would be sufficient. So here we have the case of a karachas. So you have a big, large field, and in the middle of the field is a bald spot, and you want to be permitted to plant in that bald spot, to plant grain or to plant some type of vegetable seeds. So question is, how much open space do you need that it should be considered distinct and not a shayla? And the v'limchala came in for the perimeter where it's not in the center, where you want to plant something along the perimeter of the field, but you're blocked in by a wall. Here the Gemara explains. Tell the Mishnah. Kodach ha-sakedem. Be'shamayif v'voltzpah. Be'shamayif says, Eshim v'yarbo amos, you have to have an enormous area. 24 amos, amazing. Normally you only need 6 tfachim, which is just a little more than an amma, even 1 amma. 6 tfachim is 1 amma. You need here to have 24 amos. Why? Once you have a field, you have tools. You have a plow. And how long does the plow takes up? It takes up 4 amos. So it's 4 amos if you have a field. You have a big field. And you have the article, you have a picture, a very good picture. You have a field. And you have, in the field, you have a bald spot. We have to see, the one area, it's a field. We need to give 4 amos for the tools, for the plow to pass along one side, another 4 amos on the other side. That's already 8. Now we need, according to Beis Shammai, another 16 amos in the center. Why? Because people will view half of that towards one side and half towards the other side. A sod, according to Beis Shammai, is even 8 amos, not 4 by 4. Even up to 8 amos is considered to be tofel, in Beis Shammai's opinion, to an adjacent field. Oh, what about the 4 amos? Yeah, even within a regular field, you have to have a path, you have to have a road for the tractor to go, for the plow to go. So if you want to view this area in the center to be considered to be an independent area, you need a total of 24. Why? Because then even if we'll give in the center a total of 16, we'll take the 16, we'll break it up into two parts, 8 and 8. It's already too big to say that it's tofel to the adjacent field above and below. Because the only time we say it's tofel is when it's until 8, 7 and change. When you get already, you can already have a significant area of, oh, 8. 8 already is choshev. So you have 8 for one side, connected one side, 8 connected another, that's already 16. Plus you have 4 for the plow on one side, 4 for the plow on the other side. So that's 8, 8, 4, 4, grand total of 24. Now, if you use the amma of 6 tvachim, that's a much larger area than using the amma of 5 tvachim. So in machmir, you have to have 24 ammas, and the 24 ammas are going to be measured with the amma of 6 tvachim. Beis Hillel says no, that a chosh of the field is already 4 ammas. So even if you want to go take the center and you want to go split it and say half is tofel to what's above, and half is tofel to what's below, you'll only say it's tofel with the four for the road in the middle if it's up to 4 amas. Once you could already say this 4 amas here and this 4 amas here, then already you can say that it's no longer tofel, it's already independent, so it's 4-4, another 4 above for the plow, another 4 below for the plow, that's a grand total of 16. If you have 16 between the different bulls and different parts of the field in the center, that's what you call independent, and then in the center, that center area of 8, you can plant according to Beis Shammai, in the center area of 16, you can plant something separate. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said, again, the same idea, that if you're going to use an amma of 6 tvachim, you need more, you need a larger 16 ammas. If you use an amma of 5 tvachim, it's going to be a smaller area. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai says, Shesh Esher ammas. Now, we're going to have the Mecholak. The Mecholak Herem is a different sugya, and that's where you have the Mecholak Herem, Beis Shammai, Yemim Shesh Esher ammas, Beis Hillel and Yemim Shtem Esher ammas. You have to have 16 according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have 12. What does that mean? You have a wall. You have a Kerem of vineyard. Now over here, there's only going to be, basically it's half. Because it's not a bold spot in the center where you have to take into consideration one side for the field, for field above, and another for another area to be tuffled to another field, because you only have one field. And the other side, you have a wall. So wall, you're not going to say that a piece of land is tofel to the wall. However, there is one principle that you have to give a wall dalid amos. You have to give a wall 4 amos of empty space, because if you plow along the edge of the wall, it's going to collapse. It's not like our modern day walls where the technology, you can, who knows what you can do. You have to give the foundation of the wall some security, a buffer zone of 4 amos. That you got to give to the wall. Then you got to give the field, along the part of the field, there's only one vineyard, 4 amos for the plow. What do you have in the center? So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Shitasayu. Beis Shammai says something that's choshev independent needs to be 8 amos. So it's 8 separate, 4 for the wall, 4 for the plow, a grand total of 16 amos. According to Beis Hillel, you only need to give 4 amos to make it choshev. You don't have to have 8 amos. So it's 4 for the wall, 4 for the plow, and 4 for the center, for the area. That's a total of 12 amos. Again, the whole idea is, and now there's 12 amos of 5 tvachim, 12 amos of 6 tvachim. That's the machlokes. Beis Shammai says 6 amos, or Beis Hillel means 2 meshri amos. Second white line. What's the bold spot? Kedem, a vineyard, shecharav, emtzi. So the center, there's a bold spot in the center. Ein sham 6 meshri amos, according to Beis Hillel, lo yavi zera l'sham. You may not bring seed, vegetables, or grain to be planted there. So give, according to Beis Shammai, you give, so you give 4 on one side, and 4 on the other side for the plow, and the center, so you can plant in the center, the middle 8. What is called the perimeter of the vineyard? It's not 2 fields, it's not in the center, you don't have 2 fields on both sides. On one side you have a vineyard, but on the other side you have a wall. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, Ein Sham Shteim Esrei esrei amo lo yavi zera l'sham. Ha yisham shteim esrei amo. If you have there 12 amos, noisin loy kedei avodasai, you give 4 amos for the wall, for the buffer for the wall. You give 4 amos for the plow along the perimeter of the field, and the center you have 4. And that 4 you can plant a different type of zera. The zera es hashar. In other words, the kashim is another halach. Vayikor ritzufim, but ritzuf means consecutive vines. Now here we go. We're using the chumrah of measuring an amma with 6 tfachim. The be'arba amma is still a kula. Now the rule is, if you have, according to the shita of this tanak, the tanakama, if you have a row of vineyard, and in the time of Chazal they planted the vineyard, they were very makbid, there should be in between each row, dalid amos. You have a row of vines, and then you have dalid amos, and then you have another row of vines. And if you go to France, there's a lot of big wine industry. There's a lot of write-ups recently in different papers about the wine industry. And in France, a tremendous chokhmah on how to plant a vineyard, just to get the grapes just right. Many, many factors. Chazal, they had it down to a science. There must be dalid amos in between the two rows. You need for the plow. Could be also you need for the plow in between. What happens if you have two rows and are less than dalid amos next to each other? It's destructive. It's not. Therefore, it's not in halacha considered to be a field. It's considered to be weeds. It's not a soda. It's not a halachic soda, because it's going to be destroyed. It's going to dry up. It's not sustainable, such a type of situation. Nimela, it's not a soda. If it's not a soda, it's like a vine growing all alone. When a vine grows all alone, there's no shear. All you need to separate, if you want to plant some grain, just move away 1 amma, 6 tvachim, you can plant. If it's a sadeh, a sadeh is a whole new story. That's choshuv. A sadeh, and the sadeh takes up, it's like eminent domain. It takes up the whole area. Memela, you have to distance yourself very much. If you have over here, two rows. And the two rows are let's say, a little bit less than dalet amos apart. So what's halacha? The halacha is, if it's less than dalet amos apart, it's not called a sadeh, it's called a weed, and you can plant. Now, let's measure the distance between one and the other. You told me now that when it comes to klayim, we're always going to use the arm of 6 tfachim. So here we'll have two rows. If we'll use the armor of six tfachim, then there will not be a distance of dalet amos. We have to have 4 amos. We measure from end to end. If we use the smaller armor, the armor bas chamisha tfachim, and we put that in between the two rows, okay, but armor bas chamisha is this big, armor bas shisha is this big. So we have two rows. If you take the armor bas chamisha and you stick it in the middle, we got it. We made it. It's a chumrah. What's the chumrah? We have the requisite distance, hefresh. It's a sodeh. Oh, you're in trouble. You got to be mafresh. 4 amos for the avodah sakar, another 4 amos. You got to stay far, far away. 12 amos, 16 amos, 24 amos. You got to stay far away. But if you're going to use the amah bashisha, and you put it in between the two rows, doesn't fit. That means that the two rows are too close to each other. They're too close to each other. This is not a sada. It's a bunch of weeds. You don't need a kula. Leniency. You don't need to distance yourself 12 amos, 16 amos, 24 amos. You can plant right away. So it comes in. Now, how can you tell them they're going to use the amabash shisha? It's going to be a chumrah. The amabash shisha, itak, is going to be a chumrah when it comes to the karachas akelim, when it comes to the mechol akelim. But it's going to result in a chumrah when we have two vines which are too very close. We want to go measure the dalet amos. If we're going to use the amabash shisha, it's too close. They're too close. It's destructive. It's not called the sada. It's a weed, and we can right away plant a chumrah. Kula, Vika Amish Garba Amas, the Lukula, Ditnan, Kedem Anatua. It's a vineyard that's been planted Al Pachos Mi Arba Amas. The rows are too close to each other. Rabbi Shimon says, Eino Kedem. And the male you can plant right away. You don't need to be marich the long of a large amount. Vachachomim Oimrim, no Kedem. The Chom say it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's too close to each other, so we make believe it doesn't exist. You're not Nevatel, the shame Kedem, just because rows are too close. The Royin Eshoim Tsoim, the middle ones, Kilu Einam. So the Gemara now asks the Kash. We are assuming that we're following the Tana Kama, who is Rabbi Shimon, and it comes out now that the Amar Bashisha results in a Kula. We have a Kasha, we're all looking for Chumras, and then we have a Kula when you use the Amar Bashisha. So the Gemara says, whoever told you, they're going like Rabbi Shimon, we're going like the Rabbanan, Kirabanan. Abaya Meshmed Rav Nachman, it's all looking for Chumras, and wants to use for the Kerem, wants to use six, go like the Rabban, and that says, Reina Zakilu Einam, we make believe it doesn't, it's always going to be a Kerem, we make it doesn't exist, Kerabban, Yami Havi Kerem. That's answer number one. Ibai Yisem Oli Yilam Kerem Shimon. And the same pattern that we said before, V'roi V'amos, there are three halachas by Kerem. There is the Karachas, there is the Mechoil, and then there is the this halach of the Ritzufim. We're going like Rabbi Shimon Veroiv Amos Kamar. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickle.
What does that mean?
When it comes to the Ritzufim, we're going to require you to use the Amar Bas Chamisha in Nachnami. But Abaya Mishmed Rav Nachman said when it comes to Kilayim, we're using the Amar Bas Shisha. In most of the halachas, there are three halachas: Karachas, Mechol, and Ritzufim. Two of the three is where you use six, but one of the three we're going to use five. So Rav Kamar, same exact pattern we had for Mavui and for Sukkah. The whole pattern of the Gemara, we tutei mahalach. Either we're going to work it out that that halacha doesn't exist, we're going to knock out that halacha entirely, we'll knock out the Dalai Lama, so knock out the Sukkah doesn't have to be Dalai Lama, so we'll knock out the halacha that the Mavui needs to be Dalai Lama, we're going to knock out the halacha of Ritzufim because we're like the Rabbanan. Or no, we'll accommodate the other Shita, and when it says five or six, it means Roiv. Okay, now that concludes the Shtickle Gemara. We're now finished with a beautiful memra, the memra of Abaye Mishmeid Rav Nachman. When it comes to Sukkot Mavoi, Amar Bas Chamisha. When it comes to Klayim, Amar Bas Shisha. Now we have a new version. We have Rava. V'Rava Mishmeid Rav Nachman. The same Rav Nachman, the Machlokes, what they said. Kol Amois. All the Amos are six. No ands, if, or buts. Everything is six. Ella, what's the chilik? The chilik is a chatzi etzpa. That's the only chilik. Ella, halalu sechakos, smiling. Someone smiles, his mouth expands. So the fingers of the tefach expand the shtekel. The halalu atzevos are seder, they're compressed to each other, and that's going to be result in the chumra. The more expands. So when it comes to sukkah, we're going to, and Mavoi, we're going at Seveis. It's going to be said, we're going to measure with Amma 6, but it's going to be smaller 6. When it comes to Mavoi, we're going to use the large, when it comes to a Kalayim, we're going to use the one that's a little bit larger. Mesve. It says in the Braisa, Kol Amma Yisha Mechacham Bi Amma Vashisha. It's a Braisa, that every Amma 6, Uluvad Shalo Yiyu Michuvanais. Now Michuvanais, there are different, there are going to be two translations for this word. At this moment in time, the Gemara means not the same. There's six, but there are different types of six, different varieties of six. There's a six Seichakos, and there's a six Atzevos. Now this Braisa is like who? It's clearly like Rava Mishmeid Rav Nachman. We have a Rava Mishmeid Rav Nachman and an Abaye Mishmeid Rav Nachman. Abaye Mishmeid Rav Nachman says there's a five and a six. Rava Mishmeid Rav Nachman says there's only a six. And what does it say here? It says explicitly in a Braisa, Rav Nachman is an Amori, Kinagi on a Braisa, it says there's only six. Shalim Bechonis, Bishlam Rava. Excellent. If everything works out perfectly, Kihechi Dilham, what does it mean that everything is six? And when it says, Chuvanas, it should not be the same. Means ki heichi de lahavion halalu sechakos v'halu atzelus. When it says the brayos, they're not exactly someone who are going to be expanded, smiling. Someone are going to be sad. Five and six. Eli Abaye kosher. According to Abaye, there's a fundamental problem. It says here six. Abaye says there's only five. So what's going on according to Abaye? Amulcha Abaye ema amas klayim. Abaye says no. Ema say amas klan bi ama ba ama ba ama ba shisha. Sabaya says, add a word into the braisa. This braisa that you've quoted that's a challenge to me is a missing word. Call amas kilayim. All of the ama of the kilayim is going to be six. We're not discussing in this braisa mavoi the sukkah. Mavoi the sukkah is five. This is, but even in the amas kilayim, sometimes it's going to be seichakoi, sometimes it's going to be atsevas. When it's karachas and the choil, it's going to be seichakois. When it's going to be ritzufin, it's going to be atsevas. There are three halachas in kilayim. Two are going to be a chumrah, two are going to be the larger, two are, one is going to be the smallest, so that we always come out with a chumrah. So that's the amar rabbi aima e amas kilayim bi amashisha.
So now, you're saying that the endpoints are either chumrah or the kula.
Right. I tell you back. I didn't say with Rashi. I just said something from memory, which is wrong. I'm not wrong. Listen now, what Rashi says. Could be other Rishonim saying. I'm sorry. The very point of Rashi. Rashi here says that when it says down the chuvonos, it doesn't mean like we learned according to this answer. It does not mean like in the havamina. Mechuvonos means not the same. Mechuvonos means they should not be at sevois. What is mechuvonos? Very hard word to translate. Exact. So we translate before that the two amos shall not be the, some of them are going to be large, some are smaller. No. Right now the Gemara at this point holds that we're not dealing with Ritzuf. Let's go back to the Gemara's first answer. We're not, there is no Ritzufin, because we're going with the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan says by Ritzufin, Kilu Einam, doesn't exist. So basically when it comes to Kilayim, we want to be Machmir. What are we going to use? Six? We want Soichakos. So Mechuvonos means exact. Don't make the Amo Mitzutzomos, Atsevos.
Atsevos. So the distance, using two different Heshbonos, one's going to be a close distance, one's going to be a further distance, even though the Tfalkim are going to be the same. The Tfalkim count is going to be the same.
Right, correct. Correct. Yes, according, right, that absolutely correct. That's according to the Gemara's Havamina, correct. We're according to this tradition. But now the Gemara's Maskan is, Abai is giving the answer, it's not a kasha. Here, add one important word into the Braisa, Kilayim. We're not discussing Sukkah and Mavi. Sukkah and Mavi work with Amabas Chamisha. We're working with Kilayim. Kilayim is Shisha. And Shisha Hakini, not only must the Shin Mashisha, it has to be shisha soichakos. And when it says levad shlo yu mechuvonos, means as long as the shisha is not atsevois. Mechuvonos is another word for atsevois. Okay, right. Ema klein ba shisha. Oh, the Marisa, he can't say that. You can't say that because to continue the braisa. We only quote one little section. The braisa goes on v'ham nitanu sefer, but it says in the sefer, Rabba nishmig miloimer kol amo sha'amru. All of the amoi sha'amru chachamim bikilayim by kilayim. The amo bashisha uvelvach lo yu mitzum samois. They should not be mitzum samois, which means they should not be precise. They, in other words, they should be soichakois. Now, what's going on over here? If Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Sefer explicitly says the word kilayim, and he says that the kilayim should not be mitzum samois, which means that sevos, but it should be soichakos, should be a little bit larger, and that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on the Tanna Kamma, there must be a point of disagreement. And the only way to make the disagreement is to say the Tanna Kamma, when he says kolamos, he means all amos, including sukkah and mavoi and kilayim are six. And along comes Rabba and the Shimon Gamliel, no, only kilayim is six, but sukkah and mavoi is five. What have you done? You've taken the Tanna Kamma and you've added the word kilayim. By adding the word kilayim to Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma and the Shimon is, they are identical. They're exactly the same. Can't be exactly the same. They have to argue about something. So since Rabbi Shimon explicitly says bikilayim, and they have to be seichakos, it's clear Tanna Kamma disagrees. The only way we can make sense of Tanna Kamma is to preserve the original girsa, don't add the word kilayim, and the point of disagreement now between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon says only only Klayim is six, but Sukkah and Mavi is five. The Tanakhama says everything is going to be six. So Mechlat Tanakhama Kolam is Kamar. So Abaya stands down. This is a very important part of the Gemara. Amaluch Abaya, you're right, you got me. But look what you have done. You've created your own monster here. There's a Braisa. And basically, there's a machloikis tanoim in the Braisa when it comes to Sukkah and Mavi, is it five or six? Tanakama says six, Rabbi Shimon says five. So when I said my memra in the beginning, Amar Abaya Mishmeid Rav Nachman, Sukkah and Mavi is five, I'm following a Tana. I'm in good company. I have a Makor, I have a source. Where does it say this? Where does it say this? What's the makar? The makar is Rabbi Shimon. Amalach Abaya v'lav mika Rabbi Shimon Gamliel dekoich hamosei. I know the Arabic. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, don't bother me. I say five. I have a makar. Everything is fine. Shalom al nishozim achlekes tanoim. I'm following Rabbi Shimon. I'm embarrassed. I'm safe. Safe sailing. Now the verse says the Abaya vaded today. According to Abaya, you're right. There's nothing. There's no choice because Abaya explicitly said five. He has no choice but to say makam alachsaim. Lirava milema rava. According to Rava, do we have to say, is it true according to Rava? Is Rava also stuck? Does that mean Rava? What did Rava say? Rava said all the Amos are six. So L'choira, Rava has to acknowledge there's a bright so that they disagree, and Rava that says everything is six going like the Rabbanan. So the Machlekes Abayin Rava will parallel the Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. L'Rava Milema Tanahi, do we have to also say it's a Machlekes and he's going like the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, no, guess what? According to Rava, Rava has a way out. Rava always looking to be Mimayit Machlekes. Rava will say, Amalucha Rava, Rabbi Shimon will be Aloha, Asali no. BMS, everyone says six. Everyone. Everyone holds all the Amos are going to be six. If it's Taka Shivan, everything's going to be six. Why then, when Rav Shimon Levi say Dafka by Klaim is six, Ha'as Hashminan, Amos Klaim lo Yitzam same. He's coming to tell us that you should not make Atzeves. Now, what does that mean exactly? In other words, Rashi adds in a major explanation. Not for this Rashi, though, Mimamish Sosum. Couldn't figure out what the Gemara means. Rashi says, Ulifrushe Milsa the Tanakam Udiyasa. That's Rashi Kamish according to Rava's answer, there is no machlokes tanoim, and the only tafkid of Rabbi Shimon is to be masvir, is to explain what the Rabbanan said. The Rabbanan said a word which is not clear. They said michuvanos. What is mechuvanos? Coming to explain, mechuvanos means mitzutzomos. It should not be atzevos. Look at Rashi. Ahas lashmin the klaim lo yitzam. Same. Ulefrushe milsa the tana kamahuda asa. He's coming to explain the loy lemute shor amos mibashisha. There is only one ama. Period. Six, and that's it. And when he says here, Amas Kalayim, the Amas Kalayim should be Seich HaKos, that means that when you're dealing with, I guess what it means to say, I guess you can say that according to Tanakama, wait, he's just explaining. Tanakama says everything is going to be six. There are some sixes that are. So there's some that's sechakos, and there's some that are, they're not exactly the same. Some are large, some are smaller. Chatzi etzba. Along comes Rabban Shimon to explain that when it comes to kilayim, that's where you must be medaktik. That's when Rabban say mechuvanos. There is where you need the larger, because there we want it to result in a chumrah. And the chumrah should be, you need a larger area, and the chumrah is going to be that they may not be at seivos, they must be seichakos to give you a little bit larger area. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickle. Now, one more point, the Moslemos, lo yitzam, so he's coming to explain. Now, the Moslemosakasha, v'leima, amas kalaim lo yitzam, same. And he's just coming to explain. So let him explain. Why does he have to say, let him say, Amas Kilayim Lo Yitzam? And why did he say, Kol Amoy Sha'omru Chacham B'Klayim B'Amas Bashisha? Why does he have to emphasize that it's Shisha? If there's no disagreement of Shisha, everything is Shisha. Sukkah is Shisha. Mavu is Shisha. Kilayim is Shisha. Everything is Shisha. And the only thing is, there's going to be a shisha of atzeves and soich hakoyis. So why does he have to tell us that point, shisha? We know it's shisha. That's the only thing that exists is shisha. So let him just say, v'leima amas klaim lo yitzamsim. Why does he have to emphasize be'ama ba'shisha lemutei mai? What's going on? It's too misleading. So this opens up a new yisoy. This is a very famous gemara. Lav, the Gemara says lav, lamute elal b'dam asuk v'amasmavui, like the shita of Ruava, who says it's takas machlekes, it's machlekes. I'm saying like the shita of Abaya, who says the machlekes tanoim. It makes much more sense like that. The Gemara says loy, when it says here shisha, we're coming to allude that the truth is there is such a thing as an ama of five tefachim. It's not nagei halacha lemaisa. It's not nagei sukkah. It's not nagei mavui. It's not nagei klayim. It's not nagei halacha lemaisa. It's nagei hilchas de meshicha. It's nagei the orach hashulchan haoset. The orach hashulchan haoset on all the laws of kachshim. So what the nagei? How to construct the mizbeach? The mizbeach is 32 amos by 32 amos. Has the yisoid. You have pictures and pictures and picture books. There are pictures. Has the yisoid, and then it has the. Goes up 5 amos, it has the soivev, has the chronos. Some parts of the mizbeach are constructed with the amo shisha tvachim, and some parts of the mizbeach are to be constructed with the amo bas chamisha tvachim. And we darsh in the pasuk in Yecheskel, lo lamudi amas yisoid ve amas soivev, the amo of the yisoid, which means there are two parts to the yisoid, the foundation, the very part of the bottom. It was one amo, it extended one amo out, and it rose to a height of one amo. The part that it extended out was six tzvachim, but the part that it was raised above was five tzvachim. Then the soivev, that was five. That was a width, an area where the kohanim walked. That was a width of five tzvachim, and the chronos on the top were five. Was Amma that was both in height and in width 5 by 5. So there were three parts of the Mizbeach that had an Amma Bas Chamisha Tfachim. The height of the bottom Yisoid, not the width, the width of the Soidev, and both the height and width of the Kronos. You don't know Murdik Yisoid, a Drush, this is a Machshava, is that the Kronos is the Tseruf of the Yisoid and the Soivev. After you'll go and you'll study in deep in the Machshava, what's the meaning of the Yisoid, and you'll figure out what's the whole idea of the Soivev, and then you'll come to the top part of the Mizrach, which is called the Kronos. The Kronos capture the essence of the Yisoid and the Soivev, because both the height and the width of the Kronos is 5. The Yisoid only had a height of 5. The width was 6. The soivev only had, the width was 5, but the height going up to the soivev was 6. But the chronos, the height and the width was 5. It's the tseruf of the concepts that lie deep in the idea of what is the soivev and what is the soivev. Okay, that's a drush. Now it's good. The Gemara here says, so here the Gemara says, it's coming. So when it says over here, when Abishim the Bride says, when he says 5, what is he coming to do when he says 6? What is he coming to might? He's not coming to chas v'shalom to might sukkah v'mavoy. He's coming to might the 5 of the mizbeach. Lamute amas yisod v'amas soiv. This is in the pasuk. The elim. This is the pasuk in Yecheskel. These are the midas hamizbeach bo amos. The mizbeach was constructed with amos. Now, what kind of amos? Amo. Here's a hard pasuk. What is an amo? An amo is made up of amo v'tefach. Stam in amo by the mizbeach is 5. So when you want to define an amo that's 6, you take a standard amo, which is 5 tefachim, plus another tofach. Tofach is the same word as tefach, obviously. So amo, the height's going to be, it's going to be measured basically, most of the amos are an amo, and that amo is an amo 5, but we're going to build larger amos of 6. Amo the tofach. Then the pasuk goes on to say the cheik amo, but the base, the foundation, shall be only a standard amo of 5.
Chek means foundation.
Yeah, chek means the foundation. Means the, here in the article they translate the word chek to mean the base. The base, which is the yisoid. Amma. The amma roichav, that's going to be the width. It's going to be, it's an allusion to the yisoidev. Ugvula, and the boundary, el sifasit, to its edge. Those are just three words which allude to the saviv. Zeres soecha, that's going to be one span. One span shall be gvula el sefasa. Zeres echad is one span, which is a zeres is a half. It means from the center, towards the edge is a half. Zeres in this context means a chatzi ama. Zeres means I think zeres from the pinky to the thumb is equal to exactly a half an amma. When you extend it as far as possible, it's half an amma. Two of this pinky to the thumb equals one amma. So if the center of the core of the chronos to the edge is a chatzi, which means the entire keret from edge to edge is going to be one amma, and that one amma will be measured in the small amma called 5 tochim. The Gemara explains. The Zen, the next thing it says, Zed, this also gav, the surface of HaMizbech. Now, what is this entire possibility? So the Gemara explains. When it says Chek Amma, the Chek, the base shall be an Amma, the lower, the smaller Amma, that refers to Zed Yisoid. This is the foundation of the Mizbech. And according to Chazal, it alludes to the height, okay, not to the width. And they know that from, that's Al-Sugyan and Midois and Tamid, how they know that. But because you have 32 by 32, because the bottom of the Mizbeach was 32 by 32. And that has to be 32. That width has to be includes, they're all 6. So there's nothing to talk about. The base had to be on the bottom. In width, had to be 6. Because it had to come out to a grand total of 32 by 32. So when it says that the side over here is 1 and 5, it has to refer to the height. The height was only 5 tvachim. The Amaroichav, what does that refer to? Zesoidev. That refers to the soiv. After you go up 5 amas, you have 6 amas to hide in the spech, that's the soivev. Where the Kohanim would walk, there was 1 amma above Lamala Michut HaSikra, Ugvul El Sifasa Saviv, Zeresechad, Elu HaKronois. The corners were a height and width of one of an amma by an amma, which was an amma 5 tvachim. And then when it says, Zeh Gav HaMizbech, Zeh Mizbech HaZohav, that's in the Heichel. The Heichel Mizbech HaZohav was 1 amma, the Torah says, 1 amma by 1 amma. And one amma by one amma, what kind of ammas were we using for the heichel? An amma of chamisha tefachim. The chronos were fashioned from that one amma. They were very small chronos. The mizbeach hazav were made from small chronos, which was part of the one amma by one amma included in that those dimensions. Okay, so that concludes the Gemara. So let's recap. What do we have here? We learned today a machlekes. We have a member from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said something about ammas. We have machlekes Abayin Rava. Abaya said that in my tradition, that when he said Amas, an Amma 5 and 6, 5 for Sukkah and for Mavui, 6 for Kalayim, and the world played around, the goal is that always should be Lo Yetzim and Aklal, always should be a Chumrah. We always want a Chumrah. And then we had Rav. Rav said no such thing. I know what Rav Nachman said. He said everything is 6. And the only difference is Seicha Kois and Mitzum Samas. We have a Braisa. The Braisa is a Machloikis in the Braisa between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Abaya, is no choice. You got to say the machlekes between the Tanoim is this machlekes 5 and 6. I hold like the one that says it's going to be 5. I like the Shimon Gamliel. I don't like the Rabbanon that say everything is going to be 6. Rav says no, everything is going to be 6. And Rav Shimon is coming to explain the Tanakama. So we don't have to say the machlekes. And the reason why Yitaka says 6 is to point out, I do give you one thing. I do grant you one thing, that there is a Nama called 5. It's Namagelach Lamais and Shulchan Aruch. It's Nagei Halacha L'Maisa, the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had 3 parts, the Yisoid, the Soivev, and the Kronos, and the height of the Yisoid was 5, the Soivev, the Roich of the Soivev was 5, and the Kronos was 5 by 5. That is the Gemara in a nutshell. Now we go to new Gemara. Now the Gemara goes off the topic. Omar, Rav Chiba Rashi, 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 Rav Ch the shiurin, three halachas. Shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin, halachah mashusim. There are three things. All shiurin, b'chol tara kula. There are a lot of svarim today on shiurin, just for Pesach. So many svarim, they have all the shiurin, matzah, and they go into the lamdis. All the shiurin, halachah, l'mashim, v'sina, chatzitzin, go to a mikvah. There's a chatzitz on the body, and the mechitzin, the size of mechitzin, generally must be at least 10 tefachim. Right? 10 tefachim, a sukkah has, the walls must be 10 tefachim. Any mechitzin halacha needs to be 10 tefachim. Halacha l'moshe misnei, you're not going to find the makar in the Torah, it's so halacha l'moshe the most. What's not true? Shi'urin d'raisuch, what are you talking about? It's halacha l'moshe, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Tichsev, eretz chita u'so'ira, Eretz Zeh Shemunud Vash. And the Gemara Darsh is famous. Chazal, Rav Chanan, Kol HaPosik HaZel L'Shiur Nemar. Chita, when it says Eretz Chita, L'Chditznan. The Zman, Shir, when does a person become to Menichlas, the Beis HaMenuga, a person walks into a Beis HaMenuga, into a Bais, or that's Negat Saras. The Kalev Al Kisefov, and his clothing is draped on his shoulder. He's not wearing his clothing. He has a jacket, and it's not even on his shoulders. That we discussed that Hilchos Shabbos. That's called Levisha. But it's draped over his shoulders. The sandal of his shoes, the tabois of his rings, the other is holding them in his hands. So what's Alachu? Who he is tummy immediately the Habo El Habayis. Who the Haim and his clothing that he's holding his hands tummy in the yard, because he's not. It's not called Derech Levisha. However, we have halachah, we have a pasuk about how you lavish kelev. A person was lavish kelev, his sandal baraglav. He's wearing his jacket and the shoes on his feet. V'tabo oisa b'yetzvitz, and his rings on his finger. So who tamei miyot? He's tamei right away. But however, but the hain to hoirin, that's the chiddush. And this, why is this so? Because the pasuk says, we look at the Rashi. It's important Rashi. Hoya lavish kelov. Okay, look at the Rashi. Hoya b'chein kulam derech levishasan kuyin begadav ubetel net. So the Chassidus says the pasuk va'oichel b'bayis yechabes es begadav. If you eat, when do you have to clean your clothing? When do your clothing become tamei? We have a drasha. Your clothing do not become tamei instantly. A cool Torah goes easy on your clothing. Rather, v'dar shinon. B'teras kohanim mikro dahai oichalav achil mamashu, doesn't mean mamash eat, ela sheyishe kidei shir achili, delay. If you delay in the bias, the amount of time it takes to eat, then the clothing become tamei. So if you're wearing clothing, derech levish, the jacket's you draped around your body, you're wearing shoes, you're wearing the rings, and you are delay in the beis hamnuga, the amount of time it takes to eat a certain amount of food, then the clothing become an avatum, they need to be. They need to be immersed in the mikvah. So the what's the shear? So who loves who told me yad vehein turned out she yisha b'yisha? That's chita. Shear is b'chdei achilas pras. Pras a half a loaf of bread. A whole loaf of bread is between either 6 or 8 eggs, which means a pras is 3 eggs or 4 eggs. Pas, what kind of bread? Pas chitin. That's the halach. That's what we need the pasuk for. Chita, because it takes longer to eat wheat than it takes to eat barley. Barley you can eat quicker. So chitin, the other way around. Sorry, chitin goes quicker. I think quicker is what Rashi say. Ein shay bo kipas. It's quicker. Ein shay. Chitin goes faster, Rashi says, than barley. V'loy pas soirin. Nesiv, when you are reclining. When you recline, you can eat quicker. It goes faster. V'oichel b'lifter, when you eat with a relish, a dip. When you dip the bread in something that enhances the bread, you're able to swallow it much quicker. Period. So what do we learn from this? That's called kedei achilas pras. Chazal tells what's the shear. So we know Pesach is between 2 and 9 minutes. Different shears halach lemayit from 2 to 9 minutes. That's kedei achilas pras. Chitim behaseba with a lift on 2 to 9 minutes. And that's the person goes into a base hamenuga and is wearing clothing. He has to delay there bechdei achilas pras at least 2 minutes before his clothing will become tamei.
It's agreed that the chita is a type of food that you're eating, right?
Yes.
But all these other components are not.
The Gemara isn't really, that's really what the Gemara really answers. But the Gemara is saying, the Gemara at this point is challenging. How can you tell me that it's halacha l'moshe Sinai, where it's rooted explicitly in the Torah? The word chita, the zayin meaning mishnishtach merit is the word chita is teaching us the shear of kedei achilas pras, 2 to 9 minutes, chitin, pas chitin, v'lei pasar, it would be 5 to 15 minutes. So it's 2 to 9 minutes, not 5 to 15 minutes, because it's pas chitin. So it's not halacha Sinai. So what does it mean, barley, ditznan, etzem, kisara, metanamag, bone? When it comes to basar, it's a kezayis. A bone, it's a barley seed, is metame b'maga over mas by touching or carrying it. Leinen metame b'oil, but a bone is not metame b'oil. You need for bones either roiv, most of the body, most of the skeletons are required. Most of the skeletons required to be metame b'bayis oil, but a bone kisoyer is metame b'maga over mas gefen. They would be a siyam l'nazir. Gefen refers to a nazir schayev malkois. And it's chayiv to bring the korbanos. For drinking a revius of yayin, a revius yayin lenozer teena a fig. A fig is a derais. You know, it's not a revius for kiddush. A revius for kiddush is a din derabanan. We're talking about din derais. We're looking for a din derais of revius yayin for a nazir. That's the shear. Te'ena fig, kigogres la'etza Shabbos, the size of a dried fig, that's a choshuv, imalechas machsheves, it has to be choshuv for ha'etza Shabbos, nigogres. Rimon a pomegranate, kinsan, kol clay balibatim, shem kirimon if a yavag utensil that's broken, so it still retains its tumah, even though it was not fit for its original function, as long as it still has a function, it's metame. But once a utensil as a whole, that's so large that a pomegranate can fit through it, it's no longer functional whatsoever, and the tumah departs. So the most kol shir sakodaydach veika hani damer. We just said all these other shirim of chita soira gefner imoin ella ima eretz shiroiv shira kizeis most. What's dvash? Kicheseves agasa dvash stam dvash is dvash tamarin dates, not dvash dvorim. There's honey from bees, honey from dates. So stam dvash dvorim a date, and what's the date? Satisfaction. Yisudei daite yom akipurim lechiv to bechayv yoshem kibur is satisfaction. Kicheseves agasa b'kipurim. So what do we see? So how can you tell me what we tell Lachol Moshe Sinai? It's beferish in the Torah. The Mori says, what's the kasha? About Tizba? What kind of logical question is this? Shiur Mechtav Ksive? Does it say all exactly your kasha? Does the Torah write all these shiurim? It doesn't say. It just says the Rosh Prakim. Just says types of fruits. And we went and we made all these fine details. Ella, the Iker is Hilchasaninu. It's a very important site. The bottom line is all of the shiurim in the Torah are all primarily halacha lemoisha misina. And this memra of Rav Chanan is v'yasmechin rabban akroi. That was the first little shtick. Okay, so we're out of time. I want to remind everyone. I want to invite everyone here that's present. From tomorrow night, we're making a siyum on the Sech the Shabbos. We're going to make the siyum approximately around a little bit later than 8:30. And everyone is invited to come in the Mishtatev. We'll have a small snack and watch us have some mezonos. I ask everyone from the shir, if we can, to bring in a little mezonos. We don't need a lot, a little mezonos, a little mashka, if we can make up tonight, a little mashka, a little mezonos. And we'll make this thing approximately a little later than 8 a.m. We're going to start 15 minutes earlier tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to start tomorrow at 7:45, only tomorrow, because I don't want to lose out too much on the daf. 7:45, and we'll make the scene approximately around 8:30, a little bit later. The Rav will be here. The Rav will speak, and we'll have a little scene.